pray for the protection and preservation of our families. You see, families is not only about offspring. Family is about the love of the parents and their children and the presence of Jesus in their midst. Okay? There are three components there. The parents and the children, the love between the parents and the children, and the third, the presence of Jesus in their midst. Remove one, and it will not be a holy family. And it can never be a holy family. Whatever philosophy, whatever political correctness you will use, whatever idealisms you will use, you will never have a holy family without those three important elements. In our gospel, in our first reading today, in the letter or the book of the prophet, a minor prophet, Sirach, chapter 3, verse 2 to 6, that first section, we heard about a saying that those who have fear of God will honor their parents. Those who have fear of God will honor their parents. And there outlined at the second part of it, that children, sons, should honor their parents, especially their father. What do you mean by that? What is the fear of God? And it's repeated again in our Psalms. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. They will walk in His ways. Why? So that it's important to have the fear of God. So it's not just the fear of God, but it's also walking in His ways, following His will, following His will. The theology of the fear of God, you will find the basic theology of that, you will find in Summa Theologiae as part 1, chapter 2, and question number 68. It explains what is a fear of God. St. Thomas explains it this way. I'm not St. Thomas, so I'm just going to reword it to make it simpler. There are two important elements there. One is filial fear, and second is servile fear. What is a filial fear? A filial fear is a fear of offending someone you love. It is reverential fear. Okay? To make it short, it is reverential fear. Somebody has given you so much love. Somebody has given you so much power. Somebody has given you so much, you know, so much of everything. How do you give back to that person? You give back to that person by doing the best that you can, respecting that person, revering that person, making sure that you will not do anything that would offend or would hurt that person. That is filial fear. That is reverential fear. Okay? Servile fear is a fear of serving somebody because of the punishment that you would get if you don't serve that person. That's not the fear of the Lord. We're not serving the Lord. We don't want to follow the Lord just because we are afraid of judgment or punishment. That's not the kind of fear that the Lord wants. You see, in that same Summa Theologiae, still question 28 towards the end part, it is the defined there the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, fortitude, piety, and what's the last one? Fear of the Lord. Very good. Fear of the Lord. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not something that we can develop on our own. We ask God, we ask the Spirit to give us that reverential love for God. Recently, I used that word this morning, but I had to explain. Recently in the church does not mean it happened 2 days ago, last week, or last month. When you say recently in the church, it means it happened 3 years, 4 years, even 10 years ago. Because in the church, it's always, the church acts in tens of years or hundreds of years. So it's a little bit longer. But anyway, in an audience of Pope Francis in 2014, that's why I say recently, he defined fear of the Lord even better. He said, fear of the Lord is the joyful disposition of the person acknowledging the grandeur of God, the immensity of God. So that joy of that person, the disposition of that person, joy, acknowledging the grandeur of the God, and determining that it is only through Him that the heart will receive true peace. There are two important elements there. That joy and acceptance that God is so immense, so powerful, that there is that grandeur of God, the mighty of God. And you are joyful for that. And second, that determination that only through Him that this heart is or will be at peace. Only through Him that we will have true peace. Why is that so important in the fear of God? No? What is a holy family? What is an important element of a holy family? I always say, probably you heard this already, I've been 4 years, 5 years now here at St. Rose, so this is my fifth homily of the holy family. And I've always said, there are three important elements for a family to be considered a holy family. One, a holy family is a family that, first of all, loves God. Second, the holy family is a family that loves one another within the family. And third, a holy family is a family that loves others. It's not confined through the boundaries of our homes, our family, immediate families. It should go out and be shared to others and should reach out to others. That's the three important elements of a holy family. A family who loves God, who loves one another, and who loves others. What is important? What is the center of the family? What is the center of the family? At the heart of that family is Jesus. You remove Jesus, that will not become a holy family. Let's not invent. Look at the holy family. Who is there? Joseph? Mary? Would that make it a holy family? No. It is the presence of Jesus in their midst that made it a holy family. How do we celebrate Christmas? What is the heart of Christmas? Jesus. Jesus. That is why we make it a Christmas, a Christmas, because at the heart of that is Jesus, Christ. Remove Christ at Christmas, it's not Christmas. It's not Christmas. The second reading, which is many times the readings chosen by those who are getting married, the letter of Paul to the Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 20, tells us, put on as God's chosen ones, in verse 12 to 14, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion. Look at the elements. Look at the elements. This is a reading for couples who are going to be married. What is us, according to Paul in his letter to the Colossians? Put on God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. First of all, heartfelt compassion, kindness, patience, gentleness, and forgive as God has given you. Did it end there? No. He even said, on top of it, put on love. Thank you. You still go back to the basic, which is love, the heart of Jesus. Here is a couple who's going to be married. Their reading is this, the same readings in the Feast of the Holy Family, reminding the couple, reminding every one of us in the family that this is so important. Chosen, beloved, holy, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, patience. More importantly, forgiveness is important, but love. In the gospel, there are two prophecies that was fulfilled. Okay? Anybody can remember the first prophecy? Anybody? First prophecy that was fulfilled? Okay. Out of Egypt, I will call my son. Out of Egypt. Second prophecy. Very good. That he will be called a Nazarene. Joseph fulfilled those prophecies simply because he was sensitive to the will of God. And he followed the will of God, whatever happens. He might have many questions in his mind. He probably said, why would I go to Egypt? That's a pagan nation. I'm more safe here because this is a Jewish nation. And yet, I'm going to escape to a pagan nation. And yet, because he followed and loved God, he was a righteous man and followed the will of God, he followed what the angel told him. And by doing that, fulfilled two important prophecies. I will call my son out of Egypt and he will be called Nazarene. I have four patriarchs in my family. Francisco, Dalmacio, Cesario, and Angel. These are my four grandfathers. Angel Colasito is a priest. I would like to tell you a story of Dalmacio. My grandfather had six children. In the evening, during mealtime, they did not have TV. This was early 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. They did not have TV. After the meal, he would gather the children. The first son, he would try to read the palm. And he said, your lines are straight and pointing upward. I don't know what will happen to you. Second son, he read the palms and said, your line says, you will become a lawyer. The third son, he says, your line says that you will become an engineer. The fourth son, he says, your line says that you will become a doctor. The fifth son, he says, your lines are straight and it points upward. I don't know what will happen to you. The last child, a girl, he said, your lines tells me that you will become a pharmacist. Fast forward, 20, 25 years later, the second son became a lawyer, the third son became an engineer, the fourth son became a doctor, a farmer. The fifth son, he did not know. The last child became a pharmacist. Do you know what happened to the first son and to the fifth son? Anybody? They became priests. Father Manuel Colasito and Father Basil Colasito, OSB, Saint Benedict. I'm the fourth generation in my family who became a priest. Why did I tell you that story? According to my parents, my grandfather, when my grandfather was reading the palms of my aunts and uncles, he was not reading their hands. He was blessing them. He was blessing them. Lord, may your will be done on this son. Lord, may your will be done on this son of mine. Sometimes we forget that there is so much power vested on us as parents that we forget to bless our families. Husbands, bless your wives. Wives, bless your husbands. Parents, bless your children. When you bless, the power is not coming from us, from you. When you bless somebody, the power is coming from God. And that's why it's so powerful. When you pray for your children, even if they are not here, they are not necessary to be here. Even if they are not physically present, I would always say, bless them like this. Send it, Lord. Send my blessing. But by please, you want your family to be a good, holy, and beloved family, like the holy family that we're imitating today? Pray for them. Constantly bless them. Constantly pray for them. That's the most powerful thing that you can bestow on your children. You can bestow on your wives. You can bestow on your husbands. You can bestow on your family. Because when you pray and bless your families, you are putting Christ in that family.